So a physician engineer on Reddit just claimed they built an AI that can handle 95% of a clinical pharmacist's prior authorization workload in a prototype. And honestly, the scary part isn't that they're wrong, it's that they might be right. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Healthcare administration is, and I say this with full sincerity, one of the most broken systems in modern American life. Prior authorizations, fax machines, billing codes, mountains of paperwork that exist not to help patients, but to slow things down enough that some of them just give up, and AI is coming for all of it fast. Here's the number that stopped me cold. Administrative AI startups account for roughly 60% of total AI healthcare investment since 2021. Not the dramatic stuff, not AI diagnosing cancer, not robots in surgery, the paperwork, the forms, the phone calls. That's where the money is going. And when you think about it for more than 3 seconds, it makes complete sense. Because administrative waste in US healthcare is estimated at over $1 trillion a year. A trillion with a T. That's not a market opportunity. That's a civilization scale inefficiency waiting to be disrupted. So, where is the action happening right now? Two places: ambient clinical documentation and prior authorization automation. Let's start with ambient scribing because this one has a genuinely good story behind it. Picture this. A doctor walks into an exam room. She's got maybe 15 minutes with a patient. She's also got a laptop, a stack of notes to review, and the knowledge that after this appointment, she has to spend another hour or two just writing up what happened, documenting everything for the EHR. That documentation burden is one of the leading causes of physician burnout in this country. It is, without exaggeration, killing people's careers. Now enter a bridge. Founded by Dr. Shiv Rao, a cardiologist who spent years inside UPMC watching this problem up close. The idea is simple and kind of beautiful. An AI listens to the conversation between doctor and patient. It generates a draft clinical note. It maps it to the right fields in the electronic health record. The doctor reviews it, tweaks it, done. More than 50% reduction in documentation time. That's not a rounding error. That's giving clinicians back hours of their lives every single day. And here's where it gets interesting. Kaiser Permanente, 40 hospitals, 600 medical offices, just deployed ABridge at scale. They're calling it the fastest technology rollout in Kaiser's 20-year history of technology rollouts. That's not a pilot. That's not a proof of concept. That is a full-scale bet on generative AI in one of the largest health systems in the country. ABridge isn't alone. Ambience Healthcare is right there with them, positioning itself not just as a scribe, but as an AI operating system for clinical workflows, documentation, coding, revenue integrity, all in one platform. And then there's Microsoft sitting quietly in the background with Nuance Dragon Medical, which is already installed in 77% of US hospitals. 77%. That's the kind of installed base that makes startups nervous. But here's the thing. ABridge and Ambience are apparently capturing nearly 70% of new ambient scribing contracts despite Nuance's dominant position. The incumbents aren't losing yet, but they're feeling it. And honestly, I think ambient scribing is just the opening move. The real end game is the platform. Once a health system trusts you to handle their clinical documentation, you're positioned to automate coding, billing, referrals, and yes, prior authorization, which brings us to story number two. But here's the thing. While everyone was watching the ambient scribing race, something else was happening quietly in the back office: prior authorization automation. And it might actually be the bigger deal. If you've ever dealt with prior auth as a patient or a provider, you know the feeling. You need a medication or a procedure. Your doctor says you need it. But first, the insurance company needs to approve it. So someone, usually a clinical pharmacist or a billing specialist, has to pull together all the relevant clinical documentation, fill out forms, submit them, wait, follow up, resubmit, wait again. It can take days, sometimes weeks. for something a doctor already decided was medically necessary. It is, in the words of Sequoia Capital, and I love that a venture firm said this, it is death by administration. Now, LLMs, large language models, the technology behind ChatGPT and its cousins, turn out to be surprisingly good at this. Prior auth is fundamentally a text problem. You have clinical notes, lab results, imaging reports. You need to turn them into a structured form that meets a payer's specific criteria. That is exactly the kind of task these models were built for. Sequoia says LLMs can generate prior auth forms with remarkable accuracy right out of the box. And then there's Lumini. They're doing something slightly different. They're targeting the fax machine. Yes, the fax machine. Healthcare still runs on faxes, millions of them. Referrals, PA requests, clinical records, all arriving as unstructured PDFs into inbox queues that humans have to manually sort through. Lumine builds AI agents that sit in front of those queues, triage the documents, extract the relevant data, match it to patients and providers, and trigger the right workflows automatically. They're deployed at Cleveland Clinic, and they're framing their mission around that $1 trillion administrative waste number. And then there's that Reddit post I mentioned at the top. A physician engineer on RY Combinator describing a prototype AI agent that can handle 95% of a clinical pharmacist's prior authorization workload. Not a funded startup, not a press release, just someone who looked at the problem, understood it from the inside, and built something. That's the energy right now in this space. The problem is so obvious, so painful, and the tools are so capable that people are just solving it from their laptops. If you're thinking, wait, should we be worried about the people whose jobs are being automated here? Yeah, that's a real question. Medical scribes, billing coders, call center staff, PA specialists, these are real jobs being disrupted. Health systems say they'll reskill people toward higher value work. We'll see. Quick hits before we go. Advocate Health evaluated 225 AI solutions and picked 40 to deploy simultaneously, including Dragon Copilot, imaging AI, call center automation, and PA workflows. Mayo Clinic is investing over $1 billion in AI across 200-plus projects. And SimonMed, one of the largest independent radiology groups in the country, is currently piloting solutions from more than 50 AI vendors at once. 50. Here's the theme connecting everything today. The first wave of AI in healthcare isn't the dramatic stuff, it's the boring stuff, the paperwork, the phone calls, the fax queues, and that's not a disappointment. That's actually the right call. Fix the infrastructure first, earn the trust, then go deeper. The health systems deploying ambient scribes today are building the AI muscle memory that will let them tackle harder problems tomorrow. The question isn't whether AI is coming for healthcare administration. It's already here. The question is whether the savings actually reach patients or just the balance sheets. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.